All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We left off in the middle of, actually really towards the end of Parak Yudches, Beir HaChassidus. So remember again, we left off with the Ramchal defining what Chassidus truly is. And the way he defined it was quite beautiful, which is that in any relationship, so there are expectations in that relationship, requirements, obligations in that relationship. But what Chassidus truly means is when one goes ahead and goes above and beyond those expectations. Not because I'm asked to, not because I'm required to, but once I know ultimately what gives joy and what gives happiness to the person with whom I'm in the relationship, I have a desire to keep doing and to keep giving and to keep providing happiness for that other. So let's just read this line again. We read it yesterday. Again, on the red edition, I'm on page Kuf Ayin Zayin, in the middle of the page. V'hinei davar zeh anachnu rom osa be'einenu. She'ivalit v'chol eisu v'chol sha'a bin kol ohe v'reya. So this we see with our own eyes, every moment, between every single person and the one they love, bein ish l'ishto, whether it's a husband and a wife, bein av u'beno, a father and a son, Klalo shel davar, here is the principle. Klalo shel davar. Bein komisha ava b'neim aza b'emes. Whoever, any time that two people, hey, he's talking about first human relationships, have a strong love between them. Shelo yomar, lo nitztaves yosa. Wherever there is true love, a person never says, well, I've done what I have to do. I'm not obligated to do anymore. Daili b'mash nitztaves b'feirish. All I have to do, right, my wife told me that I should take out the garbage, so I take out the garbage. I don't have to do anything more than that. Ela mimashin etstave. Rather, when you love someone, what you do is the following. From that which you are obligated, from that which is your expectation, yodun al das hamitzave, the ishtada la soslo mashe yuchalodon shielon lachas. The way it works is based on what your based on what the obligations are. That gives you a framework as to what will provide the other with happiness, and therefore you want to continue to do and continue to give within that same framework. This is an incredible yisod. So obviously, if you go ahead and you apply this to the Ribono Shel Olam, so what Ramchal essentially, well, before you go to the Ribono Shel Olam, so this is a wonderful tool, whether it's in a marriage or in a friendship. Once I know the things that make my wife happy, so by definition, I'm going to want to continue to do those things, not just that are obligatory, but even those things that are not obligatory, because I know they're going to provide her happiness, I'm going to want to do it. That's what it means to love someone. That's ultimately how love manifests itself. Love manifests itself not as much as in an emotion, but love manifests itself in additional action. V'hine k'mikra hazeh, yikra l'misha ohev esboro, gamkin ava ne'menes. So the truth is, now we know we could apply the same exact model to love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki gam hu misug ha'uv ha'ohavim. Because the truth is, our goal in life is to have and to cultivate an intense love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tihiyena lo ha'mitzvos asher tzivayum galui u'meforsam legili das levad. Also, this is an amazing thing. So it says in Ramchal, based on this model, mitzvos are no longer an ends, but mitzvos are like road markers, right? Mitzvos tell us the things that the Ribono Shel Olam wants and the Ribono Shel Olam loves. Once I know that, L'das She'el Ha'inyan Hu Noter, Ritzono V'chav Seyis Baruch Shemo, mitzvos tell me ultimately the orientation of God. They tell me ultimately what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for. V'az Lo Yomar, Dai Li B'mash She'omer B'feirush. So then using this model, a person is not just going to simply say, well, all I have to do are the mitzvos, right? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me to do explicitly, I do, but I don't really feel the need to do any more than that. Eftor atzmi b'mash shemutol alaya kolpanim, or I'll exempt myself with things that are obligatory. Ela adreba, rather just the opposite. Yomar, kevan shekvar matzasi, ra'isi shecheftoi yisparach shemonot elazeh. Rather, what a person says is, remember, what do mitzvos show me? Mitzvos show me that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and desires. Once I know that, I now know which areas to focus on, which areas to build on. And now I can use those mitzvot as a springboard, as a building block, to do even more for the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'zehu anikra, and this is what is meant when it said, Oseh nachas ruach liotzro. This is what it means when we say to give nachas ruach, literally again, comfort of spirit, to express all the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible yisod. You see, we often think that mitzvos are in ends, but the truth is mitzvos are not, so I'll say it differently. We're all familiar with the concept that mitzvos are not in ends, mitzvos are a means. The way we normally look at that statement, understand that statement is that the goal of a mitzvah is to build me up as an individual. So just because I do the mitzvah doesn't mean mission accomplished, but the goal is I grow as a result. Ramchal takes it a step further. And what the Ramchal says is it's true, mitzvos are a means. But a means to what? A means to fall in love with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or express my love. So meaning, when I do a particular mitzvah, so let's, you know, to give a very simple example. So the Torah tells me, my brother approaches me, my brother meaning, not my biological brother, my spiritual brother approaches me for tzedakah. Torah says, Pasach tiftach es yadecha. Open your hand. So, okay, on one level, what is Torah teaching me? You have to get tzedakah. Fine. Based on that, what do I see about the Ribbono Shel Olam? That the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to help other Jews. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. Which now means that I'm going to use my life to look for other ways to help other Jews. Now, am I obligated to go out and look for a whole bunch of other ways to help people? One can make the cogent argument, I'm not obligated to do that. You know what I'm obligated to do? What's my obligation? If someone comes to me and needs my help, I'm obligated to help, fine. Am I obligated to seek out opportunities to help? I don't know if one could say you're obligated to do that. But says Ramchal, that's chasidus. Because what chasidus says is, once I know what is important to my God, I want to find other ways to actualize those principles. So once, and that's how I express my love to him. Ribbono Shel Olam, this is important to you. And if it's important to you, it's important to me. And how do I express that it's important? By going above and beyond what the expectations are. So we'll say, you see, we often, everyone's familiar with this idea of going above and beyond expectations, but we often look at this like in the realm of observance, you know, that I have to take on more chumros. Nothing wrong with, we spoke about chumros. There's nothing wrong with taking on chumros. This is a different level. This is being so plugged into your Judaism that you see from the mitzvos you do what is the moral and ethical will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once what the moral ethical will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I want to build on that. Because by continuing to build on that, that's how I express my love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Oseh Nachas Ruach Liotzro. I give Nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Chasidus. It's an incredible Yisod. He says, Nimtza Klal HaChasidus. The Ramchal therefore says, it appears that the essence of Chasidus is Harchavos Kiyum Kol HaMitzvos B'chol HaTzdadim V'Hatnoim Sheroi V'Eshefshar. So Chasidus really expresses itself in the expansion, that's his harchavas, the expansion of the observance of the mitzvos on all ends and with the different conditions to the best of my ability. So we'll say, so what Chasidus again is that I understand that the mitzvos ultimately again are a moral ethical charge. And I understand based on the mitzvos, I understand that I craft and create a system of the Ribbono Shel Olam's morality and ethical will, and I build on that. Because ultimately, if it's important to him, it becomes important to me, and those actions ultimately express my love and give nachas towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll say, so just like, okay, so let's finish this. So you can see, Shav Chesidos, I will say, actually, before I read this, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that says, V'halachta b'drachav, you should follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, how can you follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Esh Ochla, is an all-consuming fire, to which the Gemara says, you have to emulate the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emulate divine attributes. How? Mahu Rachum. Afata Rachum. Right? God is compassionate. You be compassionate. Mahu Mevakir Cholim. Afata Mevakir Cholim. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick. You visit the sick. Like Avraham Avinu, Mahu Kover Mesim, Afata Kover Mesim, he buries the dead, Moshe Rabbeinu, you bury the dead. That's what that Mishnah, that's the not Mishnah, that's that Gemara is teaching us. That look at what the Ribono Shel Olam does. Understand that what he does, those are the things that he loves. And then build on those things for yourself. If you build and you live a life that incorporates and builds upon those principles, not just doing what you have to do to discharge your obligations and get by, but quite literally building on it with every single action, that's the greatest expression of love. That's chasidus. V'hin charoa, you can see, she'achasidus mimena prishus. So I'll say, interestingly enough, you could see how chasidus and prishus are really sister concepts. How so? Remember, prishus was the last chapter. So what was prishus? So in prishus, ultimately, again, we had a separation from the physical world in a way that I only took what I needed, and even what I take, I make sure ultimately serves a higher purpose, and that even in the performance of spiritual activities, I make sure that my kavanas, that my intentions are properly the Shem Shemayim. See, he says, however, Elisha, Precious Balavin, but rather again, Precious really is focused on avoidance of negative behavior, Vachasidos Vasin, and ultimately Chasidos really is rooted in positive behavior, active dynamic behavior. Ushneim Inyan Echad, but they are really two sides of the same coin. Shula Hosif Alamafurash. So we'll say what they both represent is going above and beyond that which is the stated, articulated obligation. Ushnehem, I'm sorry, Mashenucha Ladon Lafia Mitzvah Mefureshes. Both Precious and Chasidus represent the idea that Rabbi say mitzvos are not the ends. Mitzvos are the expression of divine will. And then our job is to take the expression of divine will and to build on it. If this is important to the Ribono Shel Olam, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Fine, I understand that. Now, how do I build upon that reality in my life? He goes on. In order to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zehu gedera chasidu samiti. This is true piety. Va'ata neva'er chalaka of harashim. And now we will define, or now we will explain the different parts of the Midah of Chasidus. So we'll say this is really, I think out of everything that we've learned is astounding, but this is really a different level of understanding. To look, because we see all too often, we look at our mitzvahs as just simple obligations. Okay, so tefillin, check, right? Tzedakah, check, kashrus, check, Shabbos, check, you know, whatever, I'm doing it all. What the Ramchal is saying is that you got to take a step back. So the Ribono Shel Olam tells us to put on tefillin. So what is the divine will being expressed in that mitzvah? So we'll say, of course, so what is it? And this requires a lot of thought. So what is the divine will expressed in that mitzvah? Remember, tefillin goes, the Maharsha brings down, tefillin goes on your arm and on your head, on your moach. So arm representing dynamic activity and the moach representing thoughts. What is the Ribono Shel Olam telling us? I want you somehow to use your physical prowess, and I want you to your physical and intellectual prowess for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to use it to somehow come closer to me. I want you to use it to make the world a little bit better. Don't just use it to advance your own personal agenda, but somehow use it for the betterment of yourself and the betterment of the world. So, and again, once, oh, okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to use my physical and intellectual prowess to come closer to him and to somehow better my world. Okay, how else can I do that? And suddenly again, the mitzvah of tefillin is no longer simply about one particular mitzvah, but again, now it becomes about expression of divine will. I now understand what the Ratzon HaBorei is as expressed in that mitzvah, and now I can figure out how to build that expression of the Ribono Shel Olam's will into the rest of my life. It's such a different way to live your Judaism. By the way, you could be a good Jew without it. It's the difference between a good Jew and a chassid, right? So a good Jew is a good soldier, does it, the Ribono Shel Olam tells him, done, right? I'm asked to do the mitzvahs, I do the mitzvahs. The chassid is a one who tries to understand the divine will being expressed within the mitzvah and tries to build on that divine will to take his Judaic life and create a fulfilling life for himself. Right? We'll say, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Parak Yud Tes, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.